This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Data crunched by researchers at the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film at San Diego State found that on films with female directors, women accounted for slightly more than half of the film's writers. On films with male directors, women made up 8% of writers. Ripple effect extends to other jobs across the board. Having a female director greatly increased the number of women in editing and cinematographer positions. Tobacco smoking causes about 1 million cancer deaths a year worldwide. Alcohol adds another 600,000. Diets high in processed meat cause about 34,000 cancer deaths globally, according to the World Health Organization. There have been fewer endorsements from party officials at this point than in any previous Republican presidential primary. A Pew study of small businesses found that 14.6 million people, about 10% of the American workforce, say they are self-employed. Of them, 76% do not have any employees. The remaining 24%, or 3.4 million people, employ 29.4 million workers, or 20% of the U.S. workforce. More than half of those nearly 30 million jobs are accounted for by a relatively small group of relatively large employers, averaging 42 employees each. In addition, most of these employers operate their businesses as corporations. Harvard's Free the Law Project cannot put the lone defense lawyer citizen on an equal footing with a deep-pocketed law firm, but it can at least guarantee a floor of essential information. The project will offer some sophisticated techniques for visualizing relations among cases and searching for themes. Complete state results will become publicly available this fall for California and New York, and the entire library of all legal books, federal and state, will be online in 2017. One study finds that about 95% of the cocaine entering the U.S. travels through Central America, where once it arrives, there's almost no stopping it before it lands on street corners across America. Goldman Sachs investment banker will pay $50 million in fines and admit guilt to accepting confidential documents from a revolving door employee of 3 months who was a regulator with the Federal Reserve in New York and took confidential documents to Goldman. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.